Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm now told that by yet another person, a player personnel person in the NFL, not with the Steelers, that it is a terrible setup out there. But I also was told by another medical person I trust that getting x-rays of broken ribs, even when they're clear, sometimes it isn't clear. You can't tell. So, you know, they gave him a shot after all this stuff. And it takes a while for those things to work. It's like you take ibuprofen, you're not going to feel great the next minute. It takes a little bit of time. That, coupled with the fact he came out late and he sat for a little bit, to me, there was no big deal there. I don't understand the whole hubbub about it. It just, when they felt he was ready, they put him back in. The problem was both the coach and the quarterback weren't clear on what happened right after the game. And had Mike told us about the x-ray and all that other stuff, it might have been, more understandable at the time.
The Fan Hotline is brought to you by Wright Automotive. Ed Bouchette on X-Ray Gate. It's Bruce Gradkowski time, and he was at the game, honored by the Raiders beforehand, and then got to watch it in a nice expensive box with Mark Davis and company. And Bruce, you played for the Raiders, so you know what their x-ray machine looks like. Is it from the 1800s?
Guys, good afternoon. Filippone, I almost didn't come on today because you ignored my mom at lunch when she waved to you.
At lunch?
Oh, no.
Yes. Were you at Schoolio's today?
No.
Well, then she
mistaken
might have got
identity.
It wrong.
Wow, man, you come out throwing haymakers here like you're Buster Douglas.
It's a good thing cooler heads prevailed
wow.
here.
Man,
well, look, the X-ray machine. Like, I think we should throw it out the window. I mean, I think we're putting too much weight in it. Here's my opinion of it. And I've had many X-rays out there in Oakland because that's when I sustained a lot of injuries. But the thing with an X-ray is sometimes you don't get clear information because if it's not a broken bone, it's not going to show up on the x-ray. When I did my right shoulder out at the Coliseum, it was an AC joint separation. You can see that on an x-ray, but you can't see whether or not I tore my posterior labrum or my rotator cuff. Those things come on an MRI.
So gotcha. So it's not how old the x-ray machine is. It's just x-rays in general.
It's the nature of the thing.
Don't give you everything you might need.
Yeah, when someone twists an ankle, they'll go to the x-ray machine. It might show, no fracture, but that doesn't mean there's not ligament damage that they further have to explore with an MRI. So I take it as when they did the x-ray, it didn't show a broken bone, so... But they still weren't sure how quite severe something happened. Look, it happened to me in college one time. We're playing Temple. I get basically a concussion right before the end of half. You know, I got my bell rung.
Mm-hmm.
And we go into halftime. I'm not feeling the greatest, but we're up on Temple. So we come out the second half. They have me sitting down and not playing. Well, all of a sudden Temple comes back a little bit, so I go back in the game and I finish the game. Now,
I wish they would have just told us that. I wish they would have just said, you know what, we really thought we could win the game with Dobbs. The heck with the x-ray machine.
Right.
They should have just said, we took the Raiders lightly. We probably shouldn't have done that, and we'll learn from our mistake and move on.
Yeah, and I agree with you. This whole situation, the only thing I would say is I wanted to hear them say, look, we didn't want Ben to take any more unnecessary hits if he didn't have to. We felt like the way we were moving the ball, running the football, quick screen, Dobb could get us through this game. When we felt like it wasn't that case and it got deep into the fourth quarter, I wanted to pull Ben out of the phone booth like he loves to do, like Clark Kent, and come out and put a Superman cape on and come back to win the game. Ben plays the best when he's in those situations, and Coach Tomlin knows that. Coach Tomlin has been with him for years, so they understand each other. So I don't blame Coach Tomlin for trying to get the best out of his players and knowing what gets the best out of them. He understands what makes Ben tick. You know, and what did Ben do? Ben did deliver. I mean, he scored on his first possession. Then they're in field goal range to put the game into overtime. Yes, we all wish Ben would have played the whole second half. But in my opinion, if you felt like you were going to get through that game and you were going to be able to get a win and not further, you know, damage Ben's ribs or take the risk of him being out there to keep him further through this playoff run, hopefully this playoff run in the end of the season, because you got two tough games coming up. But you're right. I mean, that's kind of saying in a sense that you're overlooking the game at hand.
Bruce, is this an arrogant team, the Steelers? Do you sense, I mean, because I could levy that charge against them. They seem pretty arrogant with very little cause right now. They're 7-5-1, and I felt like it was their arrogance, given the opponent, that cost them dearly.
You know, I don't know, Chris. I think that's a tough question. I don't think it's arrogance. I think confidence. I think they understand what type of player Ben is. And look, I mean, it's an unorthodox type of situation in Pittsburgh than throughout the NFL. Tomlin and Ben have a unique relationship that a lot of coaches and quarterbacks don't have. Yes, you can say that, but Ben's words and his communication pull a lot of weight. So sometimes what Ben says, Tomlin listens, and Tomlin will make his quarterback feel comfortable. Maybe Ben wasn't comfortable at the time of going in to start the second half. So Tomlin's not going to force the issue because he knows if he puts Ben out there and Ben's not truly confident being out there, Ben's not going to be to the best of his ability.
Bruce, would you say that the quarterback and the head coach here have a good relationship in your estimation compared to like other coach-quarterback relationships you've seen around the league?
I do. I think they have a good relationship because I think their communication is good. I think they both can communicate well. Now, it's a little different because it's different than a Sean Payton and Drew Brees, because Sean Payton's calling the plays and he's an offensive-minded guy. You know, Tomlin is a defensive-minded guy, so Tomlin's not truly involved in calling the offense plays or the schematics of the offense. So that doesn't have them working that tight-knit on a day-to-day basis as far as game planning. But when it comes to the overall management of the team and the outcomes and trying to persevere and win football games, I feel like their communication is pretty good because, you know, that's what you need. And I heard you guys talking about a little bit, and everyone wants Tomlin's head on a block right now.
Bruce, I'm a little bit disappointed you had all that time before the game that you didn't go up to Ben or Coach Tomlin or Randy Feuchner and let them know before the game that they weren't only playing the Raiders, they also might have to deal with a broken-down x-ray machine. You had so much time there, you could have warned them that if there was a significant injury, A, the x-ray machine wouldn't help them, and B, if for some reason it did, you could have given them directions, because I guess
perhaps
it's really hard.
Yeah, hand-drawn map.
It's really hard to find the x-ray machine in
X
Oakland,
marks,
too.
X marks the spot.
Hey, well, guys, look, I apologize. I'll take the responsibility for the loss. I did see Tomlin and Randy before the game. I did not see Ben. You know, it was a quick high. I got to see Mark Davis and Gruden. And, you know, my dad was sitting there talking to Mark Davis. Who knows what he was talking about? He's probably trying to negotiate some job to bring me, my dad, and my brother.
I could see Mark Davis looking at your dad and being like, you're going to be an offensive line coach here someday. Like, just because that's what Mark Davis does. Why didn't So let me ask you this question, actually. Chris, you'll get a kick out of this. So we went out to dinner on Saturday night, the three of us, before the game.
Okay.
And three of us being Bruce, his dad, and me. And it's a really nice place. And I was really, I felt fortunate and lucky to be kind of the third wheel in this whole thing. And your dad had to warn me several times. He's like, hey, I'm going to do something at the restaurant that you're probably not going to like. I'm going to order a bottle of wine, and then I'm going to put ice in the wine. And he felt like he probably repeated that line to me three or four times because he thought I was going to think less of him.
What color was the wine? Was it white wine or red wine?
Red wine.
That is off limits, in my opinion.
No, I say do what you like to do.
Well, like for me, yeah.
When in Rome.
Yes, do what you like to do is fine.
Whatever floats your boat, Chris.
If somebody had a nice Chardonnay and they put a little ice in it, that's more understandable. When I think of a red wine, give me the full effect.
Bruce,
give me those tannins. Give me the tannins, Bruce. Don't water it down.
Well, look, I've told my dad before that you shouldn't do that, but he's not going to listen. I mean, he wants his stuff the way he wants it. Even when they bring him a cold beer out, he puts ice in it, and he's telling our waitress. Hey, honey, can you bring me a glass of ice? Look, I like to put some ice in my wine. And she's like, hey, anything you need. And we have a $200 bottle of wine sitting on the table, and he's putting ice in it.
Do you think, has your dad ever acknowledged that maybe they go back and have a good laugh about that in the back of the restaurant when they're fulfilling the request?
He thought I was going to joke about it, but I didn't. I respected it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure they laugh about it, but the way my dad is, he's so laid back and nonchalant that you're like, do what you do, Big Brew. It's all good. But we had to treat Filippone right, you know, Chris? I mean,
you didn't have to do that.
No, he did.
Well, he's my guy.
He knows where his bread is buttered.
Oh, wow.
Bruce, go ahead.
Chris, if you were out there, you'd be with us as well.
I agree.
I appreciate that.
Bruce, how did you think, let me put it this way, what do you think went wrong with Dobbs? What didn't you like about the way he came in and commanded the game? Did you see rhythm and flow?
The first series I did, I thought he did a good job sprinting outside the pocket, getting a first down to the left side. You know, anytime as a quarterback, a backup quarterback, when you get into the game, you get a chance to actually run, you feel part of the game. And that was a nice play. Then all of a sudden they had a holding penalty, so pushed them back. Then it was a tough third down at 10, and it was a contested catch. They couldn't quite handle it. I thought he picked the right receiver. He went to the right spot with the football. And then in the next drive, I mean, he once again picked up a first down with his legs. And sometimes when you're a backup, you're going to get off your reads a little quicker, and especially if you're athletic enough, you're going to take the chance to make plays with your legs. And then he had an opportunity for a big post. That's the one he got hit on. But, you know, it's the ebb and flow of a game too, though. You know what I mean? That could have just very well have been Ben out there, and a few drives have stalled. It's really tough, but I think he did okay. The only thing, though, too, is, on that interception, once again, good coverage. It wasn't an inaccurate football, and it got bounced around intercepted, but he did miss a shallow cross earlier on. And I remind you guys, I mean, Dobbs isn't working much with the first team during the week. Now, with Ben, sometimes he is on Wednesdays because Ben will take the day off. But it's always tough getting in there as a backup. You're not going to expect that guy to go in and throw for 300 yards. You expect the guys around him to make plays, run the football, throw the football. And look, the Steelers figured that out. When the Raiders scored at the end, they're like, you know what, Ben, come on, do what you do. And look, Filippone, you know that. Ben loves those situations. I mean, yep. Coming out of the phone booth is Superman. It's ideal for
him.
But
I'll tell you what right now, and you can't. And you know this is right. You know this is accurate. If they're playing the Patriots, he starts the third quarter. They're not playing this whole game. Do you come in? Do you not come in? Are you okay? Are you not okay? If they've got a 4-point lead on New England and Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, they're not playing around with Dobbs.
Yeah. No, I hear you. I mean, and look, Tomlin's going to handle the situation exactly the same if he's playing the Patriots. I'll tell you that. He's going to let his quarterback communicate.
Gotcha. So when you say that, you mean he's going to put it on Ben?
Yeah, he's going to let Ben, you know, he's going to be comfortable with, hey, are you good to go? Let's let the medicine kick in. You know, and now if you're playing the Patriots, maybe Ben has a little more sense of urgency.
That's what I mean.
So would you say, Bruce, that if we say they took the Raiders lightly in this example, that the first guy in line for that would be Ben, given what you're saying now, that he had the sort of the final say or had the most sway in that situation?
Well, I think any player, when it comes down to an injury, the doctors, the medical staff, they're going to examine you. And as a player, it's so tough to know whether you should try to play with an injury or not. So you're also going to lean on the medical staff for their advice.
And they cleared him.
Right. So you're going to try to lean on them. And look, it is true that when you get an injection, it takes a little while to kick in. And I've had one in my ribs before when I was in college in Toledo. And when it initially happened, there is no way I felt like I could finish the game. And it was like some torn cartilage. It wasn't a broken rib. So they injected my rib. I go back in the game, but it does take some time for that shot to kick in. And especially when you're throwing and you're coming up over the head with your arm and you're stretching those ribs out, it's not a comfortable thing. So by the time he went in the game, I feel like that shot is fully in there, ready to go, and he's able to execute.
Yeah. And it just happened to kick in right after the Raiders scored that touchdown with 5 minutes left. Coming up, we're going to get Bruce's thoughts on the Patriots and why they've had the Steelers' number for so long. And Brady, what he's doing at 41. Brady's got like 60 years on Bruce. So we'll get into that a little bit. He's probably closer to his dad's age.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.